13-7 on International Women's Day, and the Collingwood AFL captain, she's got to sing the song the last couple of weeks. Steph Chiocci has joined us on Melbourne Time of Footy. G'day, Steph.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, we're very well. A couple of wins makes you smile, I imagine, Steph. Slow start, but how are things tracking just at the moment, do you think?
Yeah, it certainly does make you smile. It was tough going into work on the Monday after those losses in the first three rounds, but fortunately we were able to string together some good football and get a couple of wins on the board.
Steph, has life changed? You're getting a bit more notoriety, you get a bit more interest into who you are and what you're doing?
Yeah, I think it has changed for many of the girls. And, you know, obviously I work full-time as a teacher and, you know, even walking around my school and having chats with people about football, they're genuinely interested. And when you head down the street, people seem to recognise who you are and who your teammates are and are willing to have a chat. So, yeah, it's changing. I never thought I'd be going to Mandurah, flying into Perth and have people at an airport come up to us and ask for autographs and photographs. So,
amazing.
Yeah, it's a bizarre feeling, that's for sure.
Are you teaching the little ones or are you teaching secondary?
Yeah, I teach secondary, so I'm at Parkdale Secondary College in Mordialloc.
Do you cop a little bit of grief? Do you cop a little bit of how do you do if you're playing against a side that someone else barracks for?
I do, and I also coach in our elite sports pathway. So I coach the AFL boys and girls there, and yeah, they're very passionate about their own teams, and they certainly give it to me when we're coming up against them. But no, they're very, very supportive, and I think they just really enjoy having someone that they know playing at the highest level.
Hey, Steph, we had a couple of the Carlton girls in last week, it was, and we took them back to that first day, the first game at Princes Park. And they got a bit teary thinking about it. You know, that we had the two Carlton girls
there.
Their
hair on their arms was standing up. Yeah.
Their hair on their arms stood up. You know, I went home and I flicked it on to see what was going to happen, and there was a lockout. I mean, it was just amazing. What are your recollections of that first game at Princes Park?
Yeah, I actually listened to you guys last week. So Alison and Laura and I actually play with them at local level at Diamond Creek. So I tuned in, and yeah, the girls summed it up really well. It was a phenomenal moment, not just for women's footy, but women's sport in general. And to hear at quarter time that there'd been a lockout, you know, I heard that over the loudspeaker and I couldn't believe it myself. And, you know, 25,000 people felt like 100,000. And I think it's great for our sport and it's great for our country. And yeah, I'm very fortunate that I was a part of that.
And you've found some stars that are just, until you actually get into the hustle and bustle of it, there are players coming through that you wouldn't have seen a lot of, but are turning into really good players.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And, you know, especially the interstate players who have drafted from their own state, you know, we didn't get to have a look at a lot of them until we actually came across them. And you just have to look at, say, Erin Phillips at Adelaide, who's just taken the world by storm there. And in our own team, you know, the lesser forwards, I suppose, the lesser likes, when you consider we've got Mo Hope and we've got Jazzy Garner, who kicked the first ever goal, and Sarah Darcy, who's been really, really consistent. I think this platform's given the girls every opportunity to be the best that they can be, and, you know, they're shining.
Steph, with the Niter next year, what's next? What's going to get AFLW to another level?
Well, hopefully more games, if I'm honest. I mean, you know, us losing the first three games makes it, you know, really challenging for us to make a grand final when it's 1v2. We're mathematically still a chance to make it. We just got to make sure we keep winning. But, you know, I would love to see it into a 15-round season where you can play everybody twice and have a chance of making a top four. I think that's the direction it should head in. I don't know what it will look like, but the quality will continue to improve. And, you know, the girls are getting used to the knocks and the demands of AFL football. And with another pre-season under our belt, I have no doubt that, you know, the quality of the game will improve.
Well, Steph, 2-3 at the moment. We'd love to see you, particularly me. I'm a Collingwood man. 5-3. 5-2. Let's get the maths right. 4-3. I'll get it right.
4-3.
A winning season. A winning season would be great, Steph.
I 100% agree. And, you know, we're obviously 2 in a row now with 2 games to play. We face GWS, who's coming off their first win last week on Sunday. And then we look to play Adelaide, which could be telling. It could be, you know, mean we make the top two. So obviously we need results in the other games to fall our way, but we can only control what we're doing, and that's winning games of football, hopefully.
Steph, good luck against GWS this weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Steph Chiocci there, the Collingwood AFLW captain.